UK, we're really fortunate to have a National Health Service. We moan about it from time to time, but we have access to a service that doesn't require us to dig into our pockets when we need to use it. Compared with Guinebourg 2 Hospital, the NHS is very well resourced, adequately staffed, and the staff are actually quite well paid. Nurses in Chad, it was said, £83 a week. I can tell you as a nurse, I get a bit more than £83 a week. Currently, we're in the middle of an unprecedented pandemic. Britain's healthcare system has been coping well. It's stretched, but it's been coping. Back in the spring, we saw the mobilisation of thousands of new employees and redeployment of existing doctors and nurses, the building of brand new 4,000-bed hospitals in a matter of weeks. And businesses and universities worked together to design ventilators and to test vaccines. This is partly because we're fortunate enough to live in a wealthy and well-resourced country. The situation is completely different for the staff at the Guinebourg 2 Hospital in Chad. But despite limited resources, they treat anyone who comes through the doors of their desert hospital, often people who are desperately poor and could never afford the fees for treatment at a government hospital. As COVID-19 cases increase across Africa, these limited resources are going to be tested in an unimaginable way. So what drives the medical staff to joyfully dedicate their lives to looking after sick and destitute strangers? Psalm 8 reminds to be responsible, for seen as a sign of authority, is recognising before God that heed them, that's mankind, rule, you put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, all that swim in the paths of the seas. These words echo the words in Genesis 1, verses 26 to 27. You may want to look them up in your Bibles. God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Psalm 8 reminds us that God, whose power is such that he created the stars and the moon with just his fingers, reminds us the whole vastness of space and the universe with its galaxies and solar systems and light years of distance and black holes and quantum physics and all the science stuff that I really know very little about. That God, the psalmist writes, that God, this great and powerful God, is also mindful of humans, so small in comparison. The Hebrew words used for mankind and human beings in this psalm were specially chosen to make the contrast between the enormity and permanence of the starlit sky and the fragile passing of human generations and our frailty and weakness in comparison to our awesome Creator God. Who are we that God cares so much? We are, as the Genesis account tells us, image bearers of God. Not physical image bearers, because we do not and cannot look like God. Not physical image bearers, but behavioural image bearers. God created us in his image to show the world what God is like, to be responsible for the world in a godly way. Our image-bearing status sets us apart from the rest of the created world, but our authority is subordinate to God's authority. And unfortunately, that's the bit we often forget. We either neglect our responsibility and do not take care of God's world, or we overstep our authority and forget to rule in a godly way, becoming full of our own self-importance and wanting our own way. This is sin, and sin does not portray God's image to the world. Yet, being made in the image of God means that every human has incredible value because in some way we're all special. We're like God, and the created, we are the created reflecting God, our creator. This is not something we earn, and it's not a capacity we can lose. It's bestowed on the rich and the poor, on the healthy and the sick. It's a gift. We are made in God's image. So despite our sinfulness, God loved us so much that he sent Jesus into the world. He lived without sin among us. He died on the cross in our place, and he rose again to bring us back into relationship with God. In his ministry, Jesus gave hope to those with broken bodies by healing the sick. But he used this point to point to healing from an even greater sickness, sin, the sin that he dealt with on the cross. So, back to our question at the beginning, what drives the staff at Gwynabor 2 Hospital to joyfully dedicate their lives to looking after sick and destitute strangers? To quote from the video, they said, "We do it because people need us and because Jesus commands it." Despite limited resources and constant demands, they are compelled to follow Jesus' example in loving their fellow image bearers in Chad, attending to broken bodies and sharing the gospel, bringing temporary healing and eternal hope. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the courage, love, determination and skill of the staff at Gwynabor 2 Hospital. May the money raised from this year's harvest appeal provide resources that continue to provide healing and hope to the people of Chad, especially as services become stretched because of the COVID pandemic. May we too be mindful of our role as image bearers in your world. Lord, bless us, we pray. Amen.